It's Friday!
Friday!
I'm so happy.
It couldn't happen any faster, honestly.
Right?
This was the longest week of my life.
Oh, my gosh. Monroe, how are you feeling knowing that you did it? You made it through your first week on the morning show.
I've had 10 hours of sleep in 5 days.
So, yeah, I know.
Welcome, sister.
I wish I could tell you it gets easier.
It doesn't.
I know. I came in today. I was looking for the pep talk. Like, oh, my gosh, I did it, you guys. And Jackson's like, oh, it doesn't get any better. Ever. Nope. I've been doing this for a year. And
yeah.
It hurts every day.
It hurts every day. Every day is a new nightmare. But it's worth it. I love it.
And you start questioning choices you made in life. That's what ends up happening at some point.
On the way in, that happened to me. Uh-huh. I was crying a little bit as the ice was drying off my window. And
well, you know, we're going to try and make up for it with a fun show this morning. Not only is it everyone's dirty little secret, Fiancé Friday coming up at 7:50 this morning. We're still doing Santa Song of the Hour. That's at 8 o'clock. We'll be playing you that tune, and you could end up winning the Nintendo Switch or the Apple TV or the Amazon Echo. Yesterday, we gave away New Kids on the Block tickets, which was cool.
That's a big one for me.
And that winner was going to Orlando, like won tickets and was like, okay, I'm on vacation now. Peace.
Yeah, I get it. You have an excuse not to take us to Orlando, or me anyways, but you have no excuse, Catherine, as to why you can't take me to New Kids.
For those who don't know, Monroe went to New Kids on the Block and like paid for front row the obsessed fan seats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Put her hands on Danny.
Yeah.
Which I don't think you're supposed to do.
It was 20 years in the making. No, you know what I actually did? Jonathan was dancing right in front of me, and I literally grabbed onto his leg, and he had to tell me, let go.
You're that person.
Let go, lady.
You're the person we see on YouTube videos, and we're like, who would ever do that?
Yeah, the one that gets arrested.
Yeah.
I was pounding on the stage like this. The whole show. Donnie! Look over here!
Did Donnie finally, just to get you to quiet?
I have video of him walking over at the end, shaking his head like, oh my gosh, lady.
You have got to shut your mouth.
Yes, and he gave me a hug.
Do you think for the New Kids on the Block, there's a Monroe in every city they go to?
Oh. I'm going to guess there are 1,000 Monroes in every city they go to.
The competition was fierce.
Was it?
And Jenny, Mrs. Wahlberg, decided to show her pretty little face.
Wait, was she there at the show?
Yes, right down there with us. And we were like, excuse me, lady, this is our night. You can saunter off.
Now I'm interested. How does she look?
Fantastic.
Does she?
Yeah.
So I was wondering if it was just the cameras or if like she really...
It was a huge slap in the face.
Hot in real life. What a bummer.
Oh, man. It's always frustrating when that happens.
Yeah.
Hey, since it's Friday, we wanted to start your day off right. How do I do this here? Hold on a second here. I changed my board around. Let me. I got this here. There you go. It's Monroe's Pocket Full of Sunshine. What do you got, Monroe?
I wish this would have happened to me. Oh, it's so romantic. So, there's a performance of Nutcracker happening, right, in Kansas. And there's the prince, the guy that's playing the prince.
Yeah.
He's actually dating the main character.
Claire?
Yes, he's actually dating Claire.
Uh-huh.
So, they're doing their fancy little dance, their little scene, when he stops everything and he drops down on one knee. And he proposes to his girlfriend.
No, that's out of character. I wouldn't like it.
I'd hate that.
Yeah, I'd be like, excuse me, I paid for a show? I do not want this. I don't want to be a part of your moment.
Who cares about everybody else? Okay, it was her moment.
It's called the fourth wall. The fourth wall cares.
And
you don't break the fourth wall.
That's correct.
Her prince got down on one knee and proposed. I mean, we'll talk about the tights later, but...
That's sweet.
Isn't it?
There's a movie of the Nutcracker that came out in the 90s. It was just the ballet, not like the new one. Macaulay Culkin stars as the Nutcracker.
That bothered me. Really, it was. He's the Home Alone kid.
Yeah.
In tights with a bulge.
Yeah. We watched it with my daughter Ella over the weekend. It's very... He seems very nervous and confused.
Yeah.
He doesn't do a lot of dancing in it.
No, he was forced into that role.
It feels that, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mom was like on the side of the stage going, you do this.
And then they stole all of his money.
No, I don't think they did that with me.
With Macaulay Culkin?
Did they steal his money,
too? Yeah, they stole his money.
I didn't think he was one of the kids who had their money stolen.
Yeah,
have you seen pictures of him? You see a picture of him, and you're like, oh, yeah.
He was on Ellen just a few weeks ago.
He's cleaned up.
He looks great now. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he looks fantastic.
I'm going to do some research, because I don't know what to believe out of the two of you. I got to say good morning to Marissa in Bountiful. She just screenshotted her, you know, like when you wear the watch at night and do the sleep tracker?
Mm-hmm.
She got 0 hours, 0 minutes last night.
Oh, no.
She's like, good morning. I need all the luck in the world teaching a classroom full of kindergartners after getting literally zero sleep.
No.
Thanks, Insomnia. Luckily, I have your show to help me stay awake this morning.
Ugh, you poor thing.
It's a lot of pressure right there.
And she has
might
to go,
I recommend? Oh, please.
No, she has to go into battle. Like, oh, yeah. With a bunch of kindergartners. Yeah. Like,
I can't imagine how terrible. Might I recommend you just get yourself a coffee machine, make yourself some coffee, but instead of water, you use Red Bull. I think that is the only way you're going to make it through the day.
It's great advice right there. Jackson, let's get to your show, Biz B.
Probably the biggest news of the morning, Kevin Hart has stepped down as the host of the Oscars.
What?
Yeah, that was quick.
Whoa.
Because we just made the announcement on like Tuesday that he was going to be doing it. I guess what happened is people went through his old tweets and found a bunch of homophobic remarks. Now, here's what I'm going to say about it. What he said is pretty inexcusable. It's never okay. But the tweets were from like 9 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're from a decade ago. And no one is the same person that they were a decade ago. No one's the same person they were a year ago.
Right.
We need to give people the benefit of the doubt. And we have to give people a chance to change. And Kevin Hart worked his butt off for that.
Yeah.
It was acceptable comedic material. 9 years ago as well.
Yeah.
Like, every comedian made jokes about it.
Uh-huh.
I'm binge-watching Friends, and some of the jokes they make...
Yeah. They're saucy.
...in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow, that would not be okay. Now, it was totally fine back then. It was part of the culture.
Right.
But it's just society has gone a certain way,
uh-huh.
which means you have to go a certain way.
Well, and we like to look at things with the glasses of today.
Yeah.
And you can't.
Yeah.
Like, you have to understand context. And again, I'm not excusing what he said.
No, I get you.
But 10 years is a long enough time that I think that we can give him the benefit of the doubt. The problem was that initially he refused to apologize. And he came out with a video and he goes, look, I'm not going to apologize for things that said. I'm a different person now. I said that so long ago. I'm not sorry that I said any of that, but I have grown and changed. And then that's when people turned up the pressure, and then he did end up apologizing.
So do you think if he would have just came out originally and been like, look, I'm not the same person I was 10 years ago. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry about that.
That would have been the difference?
Or do you think
still, society today still would have kicked him out?
They would have kicked him out.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer. I feel bad for the guy.
He got James Gunned.
Well, there's a big difference between what Kevin Hart said and what James Gunn said. So I feel like jokes about, you know, child sex abuse,
as James Gunn did,
even back in the day, were very distasteful and not okay. Tyler Perry. So, Monroe, I think it was like 2 days ago, you said that somebody had gone into a couple of Walmarts and paid off all of the layaway. It was like $400,000.
It was $45,000.
Are you sure it wasn't $434,000? Because
You're going to one-up me.
Tyler Perry went into two Walmarts in Atlanta and paid off all of the layaways for a grand total of $434,000. He didn't mean to.
He didn't
mean to have everyone know that it was him.
Oh.
He wanted to do it anonymously.
You want
to
hear the announcement?
Yeah.
If you have a layaway at the Walmart at 844 Cleveland Avenue in East Point, Georgia, in Atlanta, or if you have a layaway at the Walmart at 7001 Concourse Parkway in Douglasville, Georgia, if you have a layaway at either place, I have paid for all of your layaways for Christmas. So Merry Christmas to everybody. You got to go into the Walmart, get your layaway, pay a penny, one penny, and you get your layaway. I know it's hard times. A lot of people are struggling. I'm just really, really grateful to be able to be in a position to do this. So God bless you. Go get your stuff. Merry Christmas.
Ugh.
I
love it.
I love Tyler Perry. What a good dude.
Yeah, I was telling you off air, like, his stuff really doesn't speak to me. But man, I like him as a person.
It's because we're white.
Yeah,
That's the thing. His entertainment's not for us, but I've always appreciated him.
But what a great guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good dude. Also, the only reason he's so successful is because everyone told him he couldn't be, and he chose to make all of his own stuff. He made his own plays. He made his own TV shows, his own movies, because no one else would make them, and he turned into a huge success.
Yeah. Is it wrong that I'm kind of considering going to Walmart next year, putting my stuff on layaway?
All right, that's the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Jackson. I'm in a little bit of a funk this morning. I'm going to warn the two of you.
Oh, why?
It is day 5 of a cleanse that my wife Jen put me on.
Can we talk about this cleanse?
Yeah.
Monroe and I are over by my desk. We're watching videos of a shirtless Jason Momoa.
Sure, as
we're
you
having
do.
A great time. And we look over at John, and he's drinking some sort of cauliflower smoothie. He put cauliflower in a smoothie.
And, yeah, making this noise.
Yeah. Vomiting. I'm just like, eat a cheeseburger. What are you doing?
It's 2 weeks. I can get through this. I'm on day 5 of day 14 or 14 days. I haven't had sugar. These shakes that we're making.
Why not January 1st? That's my question.
You can't let it get out of control.
Yep. Yeah, and we had let it get out of control in November. We had to stop it now.
John seems like the type that when everything in his life is chaos, he turns to food as like the only thing he can control. So he gets real weird and starts putting cauliflower into smoothies and stuff.
In my defense, it's been a weird week, okay? Let's play the game!
Let's do it!
All right, Morning Show Family Feud. We love when you play along. The number to call in, the number to text is the same. It's 844-649-1051. Here's how it works. We'll start here in the room between Monroe and Jackson, and then we'll start reading your texts. If you get one right on my list right here, we will put you into a drawing for tickets to see Ryan Shoup and the Rubber Band December 10th at the Rose Wagner Performing Arts Center. If you've never seen Ryan Shoup and the Rubber Band, they are so much fun. They're just a blast.
Yeah.
Family friendly. It's just a good time. So today, in honor of National Pastry Day this weekend, I have the top 10 most popular types of pastries.
My Great British Baking Show knowledge is going to come through for me.
Finally.
On this one.
See, it was worth watching it for
it's
so
about
long.
Time. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Monroe, you seem so confident. We'll go ahead and let you start here.
Okay.
Top 10 most popular types of pastries.
Oh, okay. I got it. A croissant.
A croissant.
Croissant.
A croissant. I believe it's a pronounce how you pronounce that word.
Okay. Sure.
Show me a croissant. Yeah, number one on this list. Absolutely.
What?
Yeah. Top 10 most popular types of pastry, Jackson.
How about a Danish?
A Danish, you say?
Yeah.
Can you describe a Danish to me in detail?
No, because I don't like the face that you pulled.
Dude, is there sugar in this?
Stop drinking cauliflower and start eating Danishes.
Is it flaky?
It's flaky, oh my gosh. Sugary.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a nice glaze.
Oh, that sounds amazing right now. I would really like one of those. Show me a Danish. Number 3.
Yeah.
On this list. Back to you, Monroe. Then we'll go over some text messages. Top 10 most popular types of pastries.
Is an eclair a pastry?
An eclair.
Yeah. I think so.
It's like the chocolate on the outside, then you got the cream in the middle.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. That sounds pretty good also. Show me an eclair.
Ah!
Oh, wait.
Oh.
Oh. It was hiding right there in the middle at number 5. Really confused me.
Okay.
Let's see. This text says, what about donuts? Do donuts make the most popular type of pastry? Donuts itself? No. A turnover. Honestly, I don't know what a turnover is. What is a turnover?
Like the apple turnover or the...
It's like a really sweet croissant almost.
A croissant?
A croissant.
Turnover did not make
you
this
almost
list.
Made me drop my croissant.
cinnamon roll?
Oh, yeah.
No, cinnamon roll didn't make this.
Who made this list?
Cheese Danish? No, cheese Danish did not, but the Danish is already on there. I'll put you in the drawing for the Ryan Shoup. I'm fine with that. Jackson, you want to do one more here? Top 10 most popular types of pastries.
How about just a pie?
A pie.
Pie.
What kind of pie do you like?
Well, I'm partial to pot pies, personally.
Okay.
But if I have to eat like a fruit pie, it's going to be like a raspberry.
Mm. Monroe, what kind of pie is your favorite kind of pie?
I like key lime.
Okay. All right.
Key lime kind of pie.
Give me a good old-fashioned banana cream. Maybe a pumpkin.
So good.
I can't eat a cream pie.
Really?
Not a fan.
Pie is on here at number two, though.
Ooh, nice one.
Top 10 most popular types of pastries. You know, I think I chose this morning show family feud just to really mess with me, because as we talk about it, just makes me want to break this diet. Monroe, you're on yours. You're like on day five. You started on Monday, so
yeah.
How's that going?
It was really cute, you guys. I woke up Monday like, okay, new job, new me.
Yeah.
You know, all right. Optimistic. And then Jackson brought in cookies.
Uh-huh.
So by Tuesday, said cookies were gone. Mm-hmm. Wednesday.
And these are chocolate covered Oreos.
Right.
130 calories each.
Yeah. Wait, like the sleeve or like each?
Each cookie.
No, each cookie. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
So Wednesday, we went out for Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, I decided to have a burger and fries and followed that up with Christmas party food.
So it's good, is what you're telling me.
Yeah. At this point, my zipper is just begging for mercy. It's like William Wallace at the end of Braveheart. Drawn and quartered.
So Monroe's doing well on her diet. I'm struggling through mine, and we are playing the feud.
Yeah.
The top 10 most popular types of pastries, because this weekend, you've got National Pastry Day. This text says a beignet.
Ooh, I love a beignet.
It's the one with like powdered sugar on top or something, right? Mm. Show me a beignet.
Oh.
Ow. What?
No.
Rude.
Where'd you get the list, John?
I sat down last night and I just thought of my favorite pastries. No. This is actually from the National Pastry Day. I don't want to give the website.
Okay. People are Googling as we speak.
Because if you guess one right on this list, you are in the drawing for two tickets to see Ryan Shoup in the Rubber Band December 10th at the Rose Wagner Performing Arts Center. Strudel was guest. Let me see if Strudel's on here. Yeah, number six. You got the strudel.
I do love a toaster strudel.
Oh, yeah, all flaky.
Mm-hmm. Are Pop-Tarts on there?
Show me Pop-Tarts. Pop-Tarts are not
boo.
On here. Don't boo me.
Boo.
You can't even compare.
Boo. It's a pastry.
I heard once that waffles are actually considered
waffles.
Pastries.
Well, let's take a look here and see if waffles made this list then. Waffles are not a pastry. No.
Rice Krispies aren't cookies.
Olivia says, good morning. Let's go with a scone. No.
Oh, I do love a scone. Oh, man.
Apple fritter was guess. No, fritter's not on here. The macaroons, though. Huh.
Oh, yeah.
No. Macaroons are cookies. They're not really pastries.
It's not a macaroon, but there's something that's spelled exactly like macaroon that's on my list.
Macarons.
Macaron.
I have learned this from the Great British Baking Show.
Please.
That's what they call macaroons.
Oh, it's the same thing?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. The macaroons are there. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
I would have just assumed it was that.
I thought it was a typo, but I was just going to go with it. Number 10 on this list, another one I've never heard of before. Profiteroles? Profiteroles? P-R-O-F-I-T-E-R-O-E-S. Go to look that up while we go through this. Number 9, tarts. Not Pop-Tarts, but tarts themselves. Number 8 of the most popular type of pastry, pretzels.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I wouldn't ever think of pretzel as a pastry, though. It's a snack.
A profiterole is a cream puff.
A cream puff. Yeah. Thank you. A profiterole. Number 7 is a cannoli. I like those. Number 6 is a strudel. Number 5, an eclair. Number 5, a macaron. Is that how they said on the grid?
Macaron.
Number 3, danishes. Number 2, pas. And number 1 of the most popular type of pastry, croissant.
Pas.
I'm classy when I do my pastries. Yeah. You might be in a little bit of a funk, but fear not. We've got Monroe's pocket full of sunshine.
I think this is the best news we've had all week.
Oh,
seriously.
Really?
Okay.
All right.
Yes. So they're saying that scientists are on the verge of creating a pill. Are you ready for this?
Mm.
To prevent weight gain. A pill, you guys.
Don't they sell pills to prevent weight gain, like, daily?
Yeah.
This is legitimate, though.
Oh, okay.
The drug would allow users to eat as much as they want without becoming obese.
I will believe that when I see it.
Oh, Derek, this is supposed to be a pocket full of sunshine right now.
Well, I've been burned before by the diet pill companies. Lord knows I've taken my share of supplements.
Right.
And none of them work.
There's hope, Jackson.
Why is this one so different?
So they have actually completed successful testing of the pill on mice.
Oh, okay.
At this point,
so. I'm way bigger than a mouse, though.
What does it do? How does it get rid of the extra calories that we're eating? So if I had a croissant, like, what would it do so I don't get that?
I think they're keeping that under wraps.
Oh, okay. It's part of the trade secret now.
Yes.
Okay. It just burns carbs. It just burns up all your carbs.
This is fantastic news. This really is a pocket full of sunshine.
Yeah, 100%.
So one of the scientists said, we can potentially make a real difference in the fight against obesity.
That's awesome. I can't wait to hear more about that. Jackson, let's do the showbiz beat.
Ryan Reynolds has gone to a very interesting source for his next movie.
Okay.
Most people, they take scripts or they adapt a book. They remake. We love remakes now.
Yeah, we do.
Or they do sequels. Ryan Reynolds went to Reddit. There's a subreddit called No Sleep where authors that are both amateur and professionals write short original horror stories.
Uh-huh.
Well, there was a series of stories called The Patient Who Nearly Drove Me Out of Medicine that Ryan Reynolds will be adapting into a film.
I love this guy.
That's
cool.
So just some person wrote these short stories on a subreddit.
Yeah.
And now they're a Hollywood scriptwriter.
There'll be a movie.
Yeah.
The plot centers around a psychiatric doctor and a patient known as Joe, who the doctor is trying to help. Joe was committed for 20 years to the hospital, never getting a diagnosis. And he is such an unruly and difficult patient that no one even bothers to read his file anymore. So he doesn't have a diagnosis. He's stuck there indefinitely, and no one can help him.
I got to find it.
So this is the point in Ryan Reynolds' career where he's going to try to make that jump from comedian to serious actor.
Yeah. Right? He's always been a serious actor, though.
What?
Yeah.
Well, Ryan Reynolds,
goofball, but like he's done serious stuff. Definitely, maybe. Rom-com?
No, yeah, rom-com and
doesn't
action.
Count.
Rom-com is cute. We're not getting into this. If you want to read the story, I actually have the link to it up at mix1051utah.com. Steven Hillenburg, the creator of SpongeBob, passed away last week. Well, very fittingly, his ashes were scattered at sea.
Oh, did they end up doing that?
No.
Yeah, they ended up doing it. Awesome. So he is now resting peacefully in Bikini Bottom.
Oh,
how sweet
that.
Is that?
Yeah.
I know, I love that. Last night, Billboard held their Women in Music event, and they awarded Ariana Grande with Woman of the Year.
Yeah, they did.
She got up and she gave a very interesting speech, is what I will say.
That's weird. Most of the people are calling it very empowering, and they're congratulating her on such a great speech.
Yeah, I just feel like she sort of painted herself as more of a victim than anything.
Okay.
You know what I mean? She had a great year. She released a killer album.
Yeah.
She has so much to celebrate, but instead she took a lot of time to focus on how her ex died and her other ex is kind of being a jerk on social media. And I just feel like, no. Take a moment to soak it in. She basically said, this was an incredible year for me professionally, but my personal life is a mess. And I just don't think that that's very empowering personally.
Yeah, especially if it's Woman of the Year award. Like, we don't want to hear your sob story. We want to hear how you came through it.
Exactly. Yeah. And granted, she's going through everything all at the same time right now.
Poor thing.
But also, she's a millionaire. And now I have a hard time feeling bad for millionaires.
I know. Jackson, every time a celebrity has a hard day, he's like, I don't care. They're a millionaire.
Roll my eyes. Listen, I'm sure their struggles are hard, but I'll bet it's a lot easier with money.
Probably.
You know why? Because I'm having all of those same struggles they are, and I'm poor.
Right. Yeah.
I can barely make my rent payment, and yet I'm doing all right, and yet I persevere. And Ed Sheeran has topped a list of the 25 highest grossing tours of the year. He made $429.5 million doing 99 shows.
Wow.
What?
Isn't that out of control?
Yes.
Taylor Swift was second, his bestie, with $315.2 million, but she did half the number of shows. She did 48 shows.
I would have thought she would have done more. I was expecting you to give her a number where it was like she was working every night.
Well, she doesn't do a lot of concerts. Huh. This year, she did all of those stadium tours.
So it was less.
So it was less shows, but right. a lot more people.
Gotcha.
And that is the Showbiz Beat.
All right. Thank you, Jackson. Asking you to take over the show and choose the news with these three stories. You can call us, you can text us, and you can win that $50 gift card from CW. Jackson, your story was?
I have the top dog names of 2018.
Monroe.
Mine is what not to watch. Five worst movies and TV shows of 2018.
And I have the trendiest food in America this year is what? Let's see. This is I listen to you guys every morning on my way to class. This morning, I'm interested in hearing about the trending food. Awesome. Hi, guys. Charisse and my kids this morning. We want to hear Monroe's story. Also, welcome to the show, Monroe.
Thank you.
Awesome. Hannah says, last year, the dog name story is the first story I ever heard on your show. So aww. I've got to go with that again.
Aw, cute. An annual tradition.
Oh, it's like the circle of life right there.
Yeah, it's cute.
Hi, Mix. Who's this?
This is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Just giving you guys a phone call.
Right on. Any fun plans for the weekend?
I haven't thought that far ahead yet. I'm just barely getting off work today.
Okay. Oh, so you work, do you work graves?
Yeah, I do. My weekend starts right now.
Well, enjoy that then.
Yes.
Go ahead and choose the news.
Okay. I was thinking, the worst TV shows?
Yes.
Oh, going for Monroe this morning.
Yes, from 2018, yes.
All right, you got it. We'll put you in the drawing.
Okay, thank you.
Josh says, let's end this week strong. My vote is for John. Don't drop the ball.
Ooh.
Listen, if you want a strong story, you should never
vote for
me.
Vote for John.
Morning, guys. This is Amber. I listen to you every morning on my way to school, but I never get the chance to choose the news. I'm going to go with Monroe's story this morning. I have to hear what not to watch. Nikki says, good morning. Ben gives me grief because my texts are too boring that you guys will read on air. So we're both going to vote for Monroe today. Have a great weekend.
Yes.
You got read today.
More.
Yeah, the winner today with just over 50% of the votes is Monroe.
Woo! Yeah. Back on top.
Yep. It's a good week for you.
Feels good up here.
Mm-hmm.
I love this.
Looks nice.
Okay, if you're anything like me, I don't get a chance to watch nearly as much TV as I want to. So I need to know what not to go after. Five worst movies of 2018. Number five, The Cloverfield Paradox. Number four, I disagree with this one, is Venom.
I know. I don't understand the hate towards Venom. You actually told me, take my son Liam to it.
Yes.
And I was like, is it going to be too scary? You're like, it's perfect. It's entertaining. And it was like the perfect movie to bring my son to. It was just scary enough. A little violent, but that was okay.
Like, maybe was that funny. Was the problem. Maybe people wanted it to be Deadpool.
It is the highest grossing film, though. Like superhero origin film
ever.
Yeah, surpassed Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
So I think the critics are wrong on this one.
I do too. Yeah. And it's Tom Hardy. Hello, people.
And that.
You could watch it on mute and it would still be okay. Number three, Gotti with John Travolta. Number two, Life Itself. And that's, you know, Oscar Isaac, Annette Bening. I had some heavy hitters
okay.
in it. And number one, John, sit down.
Huh.
You're going to be disappointed.
What?
50 Shades Freed.
First of all, a lot of haters on that film. It was a classic. You got exactly what you wanted when you went in there.
It's true. You knew what you were getting when you paid for a ticket to see a 50 Shades movie.
I was not disappointed. It was perfect.
You can't be disappointed when your expectations are so low.
Right. It was great.
That's my motto for everything
it was awesome.
In life.
All right. Now, TV shows, five worst. Reverie, it was actually canceled after one season. Sweet Bitter. I haven't even heard of these. Insatiable.
I don't know any of these.
Insatiable. That was the one on Netflix that they almost didn't release because it was fat shaming.
Oh, yeah. That's right. With, hey, Jesse, that star from Disney.
Okay.
Debbie Ryan.
Okay.
Wow. God.
Too much?
We're killing it. Good thing the show's not live
Listen,
or anything.
The show doesn't start until 8 o'clock.
That's true.
This is just a dry run.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be great when the bosses listen.
I can't wait.
I didn't know how that this,
yeah,
this
yeah,
works.
Don't worry about
I'm so
it right
excited.
Now. Yeah.
I was also surprised by this one. Number two is Who is America? The new show with Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he got nominated for a Golden Globe for that one.
Could
probably.
Be, but I mean, it's just
crazy.
One person's terrible ideas.
Okay. Number one worst show of 2018 is Lost in Space, the remake about that.
It was bad.
Was it?
Yeah. I actually watched one of those episodes.
I could never.
It wasn't good.
Just one episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I watched the movie also with Matt LeBlanc. Does not hold up.
Does not hold up at all. You mean Joey in Space was bad?
I know, right?
I would never.
The stories for Jackson and myself will be up online at mix1051utah.com. Fiance Friday, if you are about to walk down the aisle and say I do, but all of a sudden you're starting to feel some doubt or your partner is acting strange, maybe you've heard something from a friend and you need some solid evidence, you can reach out to us. We will try to help you out. And today we're going to try to help out Josh. What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys. I don't know. I'm just a little freaked out. I've been with Shelby for 6 months. I've been engaged for 3. I know it's fast, but we both, you know, we're a little older. We've dated around. We both knew that it was right, and we were ready for each other. So I popped the question. She said yes.
Nice.
But what's making me nervous is she's not... I always see her ring, her engagement ring lying around. Like, she's not really wearing it that much. And usually a woman gets engaged and, I mean, that ring is like out, you know, 2 feet in front of her everywhere she walks around.
Right, yeah.
Oh, this thing? Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's my fiance who gave it to me.
Do you see it in the same place? Is she at least like, or is she like just leaving it all around the house, like aimlessly?
It's either on the... Always on the night table or like on the bathroom sink. Or like on the, I mean, I understand, you know, if you're going to, you know, get in the shower or something, I don't know. I'm not a big jewelry guy, but I mean, I understand where she leaves it, but I just, it kind of is really bugging me that she's leaving it.
You know, I was never a ring person. And
really?
When I got engaged, I found it very uncomfortable to wear. So I was kind of guilty of that sometimes.
So it like actual physically uncomfortable just to have the ring on
your
hand?
And then when you're washing your hands, you don't know whether to keep it on or keep it off. And it was just hard to get used to.
I'll tell you, I don't like to wear rings or watches or anything on my wrist.
I'm not a jewelry guy either. Right?
Yeah, but I know what you mean. Like, this is the...
I mean, but this is your engagement ring. You don't just leave it laying around.
Yeah. And you're right. Like, usually when you get that ring on the finger, you're out there, boom, boom, showing off the bling to everyone, doing like a whole Instagram photo session with just the hand.
Right.
Like, yeah.
So, you know, like, she was out with her friends the other day, and like she was Instagramming, and she didn't have the ring on.
Mm.
I mean, it was supposed to be like a little party celebrating, you know, celebrating the engagement. I don't know.
Oh, that's weird. She didn't have her ring on at her engagement party? Where was the engagement party?
Official engagement party. It was just her friends hanging out, but the reason they were hanging out was because a couple of them that were in town that hadn't been around for a while, you know, it was a mini engagement celebration among just her friends.
Where was this celebration or hangout at?
It was just some bar.
So she wasn't wearing it out to the bar. I don't like the sound of that.
Okay. Do you have a...
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. That's a...
Do you have any, outside of this, like evidence? Are there any, like, weird, like, text messages? Or does she go in the other room and answer a phone call or anything strange?
Not really. It's like a splinter in my brain, man. It's making me nuts.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, why don't we do this? And we're going to get Shelby's number from you. We're going to call her up. We're going to ask her if she wants to go on a sensual couples massage. And we're just going to see who Shelby wants to bring with her. And hopefully she says your name and we can move on. And if not, then we'll at least get to the bottom for you.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, we'll do that next.
Hello?
Hi, is this Shelby?
Is this?
Hi, Shelby. This is Jackson calling from the JJ&M Massage Parlor. How are you today?
Oh, good. Thanks.
Good. I won't take up a lot of your time. I'm just calling because we're a new massage parlor in town, and we're having a really hard time getting our foot in the door here. We're not really sure what kind of marketing that we can do to get people in our doors. So what we've decided to do is just kind of give some massages away, and hopefully you'll have a good experience and tell a few friends. Is that something you might be interested in?
Are there any, like, strings attached to this or something?
No, there's no strings attached, nothing. Okay. I don't need, like, a credit card or anything. I just need to get your appointment scheduled.
Oh, Okay, yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, awesome. So the package that I'm going to offer you today is actually a $500 package. It's a romantic couples massage. You would lay side by side with a romantic partner. We've got essential oils going. It's nice and romantic. And then after you're done there, we move you over to our Serenity Room where you'll spend an hour just kind of enjoying spending some time with your partner. Is that something that you would use?
Yes, definitely.
Awesome. All right, so I have your name. It's Shelby, right?
Yes.
Okay, and just to get the appointment booked, I need the name of your romantic partner.
Yes, my fiancé, Josh.
Hey!
Hey! Yay!
Awesome. Hi, Shelby.
Yeah.
Good morning. It's John Jackson Monroe, Mix 105.1. You're on the air right now.
Oh, my God.
Hi. Hi. How are you? You know what? Josh is actually... Josh is here as well, your fiance. We might as well bring him on. Hey, Josh, you want to say hi?
Hey, baby.
Hi. What is going on?
Yeah, Josh, why don't you tell Shelby why we were calling her and offering her that massage?
It was just making me nervous. It seemed like, you know, you're leaving your ring home all the time. Like, you weren't wearing it that much. I thought you were really having second thoughts or something. I don't know.
Oh. No, honey. No. It's hard for me to get used to it and wear it just because it's kind of, it's just not really my style, babe. I'm sorry. I should have told you. It's not me, is all.
What do you mean by that, Shelby? Like,
I mean, to be honest with you, all engagement rings kind of look the same to me, but yeah, I don't know specifics. Like,
there's a diamond and a hoop.
And that's it.
Right.
It was very thoughtful to get something different for me. Like, I thought that was, like, a very nice gesture, Josh. But it's just, like, it's a red ruby, and it's, there's a lot going on. It's kind of a little gaudy. It looks a little bit like costume jewelry.
Oh, ouch.
Simple. Just like simple, easy, you know, like I work with my hands all the time, you know, I just want something simple and nice that, like, you know, I can wear every day that, you know, doesn't get in the way of things either. And that, I'm sorry, hon, I should have told you.
No, that's okay. I mean, I have never gotten one before, but you know, you can tell me anything. That's all right. I just was more nervous that I thought, you know, you just weren't into us being married anymore.
No, nothing's wrong. Everything's great. Do we still get a massage?
I mean, yeah, we absolutely can.
I have a better idea than a massage, though, because we've got friends at a lot of, like, jewelers.
Yeah.
Why don't we send them to one of our jeweler friends to hook them up with a ring that's not
that's
so...
a good idea.
Hello, hi, I'm a ring.
Well, when I proposed, I wanted to, you know, kind of have some element of surprise to it. I mean, I know we were both... had thought about it, but, you know, I just kind of went off on my own and did it.
How come you picked the ruby? That's what threw me off.
I don't wear, what do I know? I don't wear jewelry.
I agree with Josh. Yeah. Like, what do you want from
Brett's
him?
That's pretty.
Like,
I'll do that.
It's shiny. It was expensive. That's what you buy.
They have a whole engagement ring section at the jewelry store. Like, where were you?
Next time, a little more time on Pinterest ahead of time.
Sure.
Hopefully there's not a next time, John.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah. Jackson. Let's get to the showbiz beat.
Let's do it. So yesterday, a video from the Department of Wildlife in Utah went viral.
Uh-huh.
There was a bobcat down in Canaraville, which is in southern Utah, that had broken into a couple chicken coops and was eating up people's chickens.
Right.
This is a small bobcat, too. I'm going to guess it's like a kitten or a juvenile.
Yeah, I've seen just normal house cats bigger than this bobcat.
Than this little bobcat.
Yeah.
But he's vicious.
Yes.
As the Department of Wildlife officials are trying to open up the cage, he's swatting at him, he's snarling, he's growling. God, he's the cutest little thing. I just want to flip him over, rub his belly. That's how you tame any wild animal.
Don't listen to that advice.
We've seen that title on CNN before.
Yeah.
It didn't end well.
No.
It's really cute. But my favorite part is that there's an organization that retweeted the video, and they gave him a name, and his name is Mr. Murder Britches.
Can I just say, we don't use the word britches near enough.
Good point.
This day
I don't
age.
Think so either. Mr. Murder Britches was able to get out of the cage and ran off to his new home far away from everyone's chicken coops. So the chickens are safe. He's safe. He's just the cutest thing. You can see the video up at Mix1051Utah.com. Also up at Mix1051Utah.com, the trailer for the newest Avengers film, Avengers 4. The subtitle is Endgame. And this is where I'm going to turn it over to Monroe, because I don't watch superhero movies, but you're like an expert.
It is finally here, the Avengers 4 trailer. I liked it.
Yeah.
Did you like?
It starts with Iron Man, Tony Stark. He's like just adrift in a spaceship, and his suit is ruined, kind of laying next to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's leaving a final message to his fiancée, Pepper Potts.
Just dying a slow death.
And it's so sad, it is sad. And heartfelt.
Yes.
And then I was kind of going like, all right, where's the rest of the team?
I know.
And that's when the rest of the team shows up.
They show up. Chris Hemsworth. He's in it. Got a little voiceover. That's why I don't get why you don't like superhero movies, Jackson. Like, it's hot guys in spandex. Be your thing.
Yeah, but if you've seen one, you've seen literally all of them. I can't do it. I can't pay $9 to be bored for 2 hours.
You think it's 2 hours? The last one was almost three.
Yeah, and they keep making it worse.
And I will say, one of the worst things that happened in 2018 was the cliffhanger of all cliffhangers that happened at the end of Avengers 4. Man, it was brutal.
And they reference it in this trailer, so if you haven't seen the first one, I don't know where you've been.
Yep.
Right now, you should have watched it. But the trailer is up and worth watching.
Yep, for sure. Hey, there is a new sportsketball thing. I'm actually going to do a sportsketball story.
Are you excited? Yeah.
A fourth professional football league is on its way.
Oh, man.
Really?
It is the third new league announced this year.
Yeah.
So there's the old standard, the NFL. Now there's the FFL, the Freedom Football League, which was launched yesterday by 50 former NFL players. There's not a clear time it's going to launch, but they will be launching in 10 different cities.
What did I see with this? Also, some of the football players, like, I think T.O. was an investor, maybe Jerry Rice. I'm sorry.
Can I remind you of who I am?
I apologize.
Hi, it's nice to meet you. I'm Jackson. I know nothing about sports football.
So we went too far in the story?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
But apparently we need four football leagues in this country because one football league isn't enough.
A lot of money, man.
Nah, I don't believe it.
Okay.
We tanked one already. The president tanked one. That is the showbiz beat.
All right. Thank you, Jackson. Monroe, I got to ask you, because we started a conversation. We didn't finish it. Why are you shoving carrots in your daughter's shoes for Christmas?
I did the ultimate parent fail.
Like, what happened?
Okay. So my daughter's been learning about Christmas in the Netherlands at school. Okay. And they have their version of Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit different over there.
Sure.
He rides in on a white horse. And I guess he comes December 5th. So what you do is Santa Claus doesn't ask over there. He doesn't ask for cookies and stuff for him. He wants to feed his white horse. So you put, I don't know what it has to do with the shoe, but you stuff apples and carrots and, you know, horse food.
Okay.
In your shoes.
Yeah. Like oats?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the horse will stop by your house and he can leave you some treats.
So does the horse eat the treats out of the shoe, and then Santa replaces the shoe with like gifts?
You know, I've tried to go down this rabbit hole and imagine what happens, and it's just a dark place.
Okay. So don't ask too many questions.
Right.
Sure.
But I failed, and you probably know what I'm talking about, because it was December 5th.
No.
I didn't know that meant that.
Oh, you didn't have to. You were supposed to put the The carrots?
Well, because Santa was busy in the Netherlands. So, he couldn't come over here to take care of it. It was your job.
He went to the neighbor's house, and I locked the door, I think is what happened.
Okay. I gotcha.
I didn't realize it. Right. I thought he came down the chimney, and...
You didn't realize that Santa, Netherlands style...
Dutch Santa. Santa from the Dutch contingency.
Right, exactly. Yes.
So they woke up to carrots and brown apples in their shoes.
No!
Yeah.
What a bad way to start your day.
That sucks.
If I woke up and there was just like rotten fruit in my shoes, right. I'd be like, I'm going back to bed.
Yeah, this is not good.
I'm gonna call John. I'm sick. I can't do this.
Tomorrow we are throwing my daughter Ella's birthday. She turns 5 actually on December 20th, but it's so close to Christmas. We always kind of move it, you know, towards the beginning of the month.
Thoughts and prayers, John Watkins.
Well, here's the thing. We have never thrown a birthday party at our house.
Oh, you learned that lesson.
Well, until this year, because Jen was like, hey, I've got a fun idea. Let's throw it at our house instead. And it has been a terrible week of my life as we've been getting ready for this party. Like cleaning and hanging. Like, we just moved into our house not too long ago, but we're like hanging things up like that have never been done. I'm moving boxes that I just placed like when we moved in and I forgot about. Like, I got it all going on.
You forgot about him by meaning you shoved him behind a door and now you have to squeeze through the door every time you walk by. Okay.
Yes, you've seen my garage. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I've been dealing with all this week. And I got to tell you, we haven't even had the party yet. I will never do this again.
Well, yeah. And now just wait. Just wait, because the fun part is about to start. You're going to hop these kids up, a ton of kids on birthday cake.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to be freely running around your home.
Mm, yeah. That sounds awful.
Give them all a marker.
You may as well at that point.
Right. Yeah.
Because they're going to find something even more damaging if you don't do that.
Oh, man.
You're going to find frosting in places you didn't know frosting could get.
That's my fear.
Mm-hmm. How many kids are coming?
Like 15?
Oh, God. Oh, that sounds horrible.
No, I'm an under 10 mom.
Are you?
Yeah,
is that
you
the rule?
Get to pick under 10 friends.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Under 10. I really put the emphasis on under.
And the problem is it's so cold. It's not like you can put them outside. Like, it's been 22 degrees during the day. Like, they have to go indoors somewhere.
Right.
You'll get there. The party will start half hour. You'll be like, hey, kids, who wants to play outside?
Grab your coat. Here we go.
Do you want to build a snowman?
So pray for me this weekend if you don't mind. All right, Secret Santa's upon us. Not in this building, but I assume other workplaces are doing like Secret Santa, right?
Yeah, I'm sure other places are celebrating something.
Are we going to do it like, we can't do secret, there's only three of us, but are we going to do like some kind of Santa exchange?
We can do a gift exchange.
Gift exchange?
Yeah.
Inappropriate? Because that's the only thing I'm really good at.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, keep it within FCC regulations, but other than that, I think that's the only rule.
Well, a lot of people do Secret Santa, and Secret Santa is where you draw names out of like a hat, and then there's like a $20 or $30 limit, and you surprise them with a gift, right?
Yeah.
We've all at least done it before. I look at you, and you're looking at me like you've never played Secret Santa.
Well, how is it a secret if you're all drawing names out of a hat?
You don't know who got who.
Surprise, there's a gift.
Well, no, you just don't know who bought it for you.
Okay.
That's the secret part. Okay. And then the gift just ends up on your desk, and you're like, oh, wow, this person doesn't know me at all.
Pour moi.
Right. One year when I was first in radio, we were doing Secret Santa. And I got the guy's name of the alternative station. So it would be like the Bill Allred from X96, sure. Right? So he was like the cool guy. And I was like this new dude. I didn't know what to get. So I just did $10 in McDonald's gift cards and I gave it to him.
Of course you did. You blew it. No wonder he doesn't talk to you.
John, you might be my favorite person. That's a bold move. What do you get the guy who has everything? A $10 gift card to McDonald's.
Well, $10 was the limit back then.
Well, I know, but
it wasn't even the gift cards. Back then it was, do you remember when McDonald's had like McDonald's bucks?
The paper bucks.
The paper bucks.
Yeah.
And so we did, we all stood around, like we all were in like a circle and you had to like, the day of, you would go and you'd hand it to the person and be like, here you go.
Looked him in the face and gave
and
him that.
You gave him that. I love it. Monroe's horrified. I think that was a baller move.
So don't be like me. Here's better stuff to get. The top 10 Secret Santa gifts people actually want. Number 10, a bubble bath. I don't know at your workplace if in this day and age.
Nope.
No.
You
can do that.
How about a bath bomb?
Bath bomb. Yeah. What's the difference between a bath bomb and a bubble bath?
Ah, a bubble bath sounds sensual.
It's walking the creep. The creep line.
If I came in here and I was like, Monroe, I got you a bubble bath.
Like, if you say it like that,
how else am I supposed to say it?
Listen, that's like, how.
Hey, I got you some bubble bath. I hope you enjoy.
That doesn't sound right.
That's how he walked up to Bill Allred and presented. First of all, I got you some McDonald's coupons.
It wasn't Bill Allred.
It was a Bill Allred-esque
person.
Yeah.
Another person.
Second of all, how are you going to defend it?
Yeah.
You only gave us a first of all. There was no follow-up.
Second of all, leave me alone.
All right.
Number 9, perfume or cologne?
No.
I don't know. If your limit's like $20 or $30.
I would read into that. Like, do I stink?
Mm-hmm. Socks?
Yeah. Terrible.
Top 10 secret Santa gifts people actually want. Nowadays, though, like the fun socks, that's become a thing.
Yeah, fun socks are great.
Yeah.
I love a fuzzy sock. I like slippers. About it.
Yeah. Number 7, candy. You can always just give the person candy. Yeah,
you can't go wrong with 30, that.
Let me tell you what, if you got me $30 in candy, I will be very disappointed. A lot of people would. I would personally. I wouldn't eat it.
It's a holiday thing.
I know. I don't.
John's always on some sort of cleanse or diet or.
It's
his food is the only thing in his life that he can really control. He needs it.
Yeah, he'd rather choke down a cauliflower shake.
Listen to the podcast if you want to hear about the cauliflower shake. Number 5, candles. Again, I don't think candles is something that I should give to a female here in the office. If I handed Monroe a bubble bath and candles, that's how you go to HR.
I don't think candles is as inappropriate.
It's the way that you do it is the problem.
What
if you weren't
mean?
Such a creep, it would be fine.
You hand the candles, you smell the hair, and you walk away. It's not.
Stop sniffing people's hair.
I will not. Number 4, a book. Yeah.
I love a book.
You're boring again. Top 10 secret Santa gifts people actually want. Number 3, a gift card.
Yeah.
That was my original story. I gave the Bill Allred type person a McDonald's gift card.
Excuse me, coupons? Okay, big difference.
It was a gift certificate. They didn't have cards back then.
They didn't have cards, yeah. Number 2, chocolate, again with candy. And number 1, the thing that most people actually want from their Secret Santa, booze.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And we made it in another year, Bob. Here you go.
Our buddy, Mike, from Mark Miller Subaru is here. What up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. It's been a while. I haven't seen you since it was you and I and some jazz players all hanging out, playing some b-ball
Just that small Saturday thing, hanging out with jazz players. Yeah, nothing big.
That was a really fun event.
It was. And there were a ton of people.
Yeah.
Hey, secret surprise. We're not supposed to really talk about it yet, but we're going to have another one this month.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to have another one. So we'll have another player. A little bit later, so you'll have to stay tuned for that.
Well, I want to know now.
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
I would just say follow us on Facebook because, yeah, we're going to post about it pretty soon. But a little later this month, we're going to be at the VOA introducing some people.
If someone wants to learn more and they want to follow you on Facebook, what is the Facebook
name? Mark Miller Subaru.
It's very easy. Yeah, perfect. Yeah. And Share the Love is happening. We're kicking it off again. Tis the season.
I know, right? So that's why we're doing it. So we're going to be at the VOA. They're one of our Share the Love partners. If you don't remember, Share the Love is our annual fundraising campaign for local charities.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we sell a Subaru, we donate $300 to one of those charities. Last year, we donated over $110,000 to Vessels and
VOA.
It
was crazy. I went to the party where you actually gave them the big checks. You just kept pulling out big checks. There were like 7 big checks.
There actually were 7.
It was crazy because it was just like, oh, here's another 15,000 to Nuzzles and Co. Like, you guys just poured money on these organizations.
It's fun. We were doing an interview yesterday and they asked, you know, why do you do this? Like, why do you give back? And we were saying, you know, because life isn't fun if people are struggling around you, right?
Totally.
So we all owe it to the community to just try and do something to make the world a better place.
Yeah.
So Share the Love has kicked off.
Yep.
Okay, so $300 to a charity, and you get to pick the charity when you're there?
Yep. So there are 6 charities. But,
okay.
We're encouraging individuals to pick our 2 local charities because the money will stay 100% in Utah. So that is Nuzzles & Co., Pet Adoption and Rescue, and then Volunteers of America's Homeless Youth Shelter.
Okay.
So, you buy a car, the customer can select one of those organizations, and then we'll make a $300 donation in their name.
I love that.
Yeah, new Subaru, cool. And you get to donate to charity.
Yeah, right? It kind of just works out nice.
Right?
Hey, are we able to talk about the jazz game? Or are we not supposed to talk about that at this point in time?
I'm
doing something with you and going to a jazz game. Or
yeah, let's keep that.
Let's keep that. I'm not doing anything with you.
No, not at all.
No. Forget that part of it.
We really should have talked about all this before.
Listen, the show doesn't start.
Because this is like the second time.
The show doesn't start till Monday. This has just been a dry rehearsal week. On Monday, though, we are going to be so good. People are going to be really impressed with us.
Sure.
Mark Miller Subaru, Share the Love, Nuzzles & Co., and then the VOA. Those are the two charities that we're going to ask you to maybe lean towards.
Yeah.
With your donations. Obviously, there's the national charities too, but if we can keep Mark Miller Subaru's money right here in Utah, let's do that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, all of the charities are awesome.
Yeah.
But we have a special place in our hearts for Volunteers of America Nuzzles because of all the things that they're doing for Utah.
And Mark Miller Subaru also they do so much. Their Share the Love event's awesome. All the details are up. Facebook, website, what's the best place to go?
And MarkMillerSubaru.com.
MarkMillerSubaru.com. Hey, since you're here, you want to hear my amazing fact of the day?
Oh, I'd love to.
Well, good. I'm glad. Thank you for being so excited about because the other
sure?
two.
I did
are
look
you
at
sure
Jack,
you
Jackson
hear
to
this?
See.
You should be excited. It's fun.
Okay.
According to the Trader Joe's website, the reason the stores have a tropical theme and the employees wear Hawaiian shirts is, quote, they are traders on the culinary seas, searching the world over for cool items to bring home to our customers.
That's pretty cool, actually.
They're pirates?
There's a whole theme.
I was going to say, they were all in. They did not just open a store. They invested.
Yeah. The characters have a backstory.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Who knew?
We should call them cast members.
Disney.
Yeah. They're actually called crew members.
Oh, crew. Okay.
There's crews, and then the managers are mates.
Oh, okay.
And then there's one general manager called a captain.
So do you guys have
special.
The poop deck?
No, no poop deck.
No poop deck at Trader Joe's.
There's a potty.
Right. Hey, Mike, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thank you.
Once again, a big thank you to our friend Mike over at Mark Miller Subaru and Share the Love. Details up on our website, mix1051utah.com. Hey, here's something to think about this weekend. A lot of people will be going to a restaurant between now and Sunday night. According to a microbiologist, the filthiest thing in the restaurant is the pepper shaker.
Oh.
Gross.
Why?
It's covered with more germs than the bathrooms.
Ugh, here's I hate why. These stories.
Here's the thing about the bathrooms. Everyone thinks the bathrooms are disgusting, but a lot of times staff have to clean the bathrooms.
Like every 15 minutes.
Right, yeah. If you see like the little checklist and you're like, wow, okay, so the bathrooms are actually relatively clean compared to other things you have to touch on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Can I just say that as a person who has worked in retail most of my life,
yeah.
No one actually cleans the bathroom when they check that off. They just go in and they initial it for the whole shift and walk away.
Are you kidding me?
No, always.
I don't want to believe that at all.
Always
I don't believe
the
you.
Case.
That's a terrible employee. Well, here's the thing. No one actually sprays down or Lysols the pepper shakers.
Yeah, why would you? There are holes in there. You'll get the paper all Lysol-y.
That's a good point, I guess, yeah. Well, so they're just... People don't wash their hands. They go and they use these pepper shakers. They transfer their germs over the pepper shaker. It never gets clean. And pepper is plant-based, so E. coli loves to grow within pepper.
You want to know what gross. I use most when I go to a restaurant?
What do you use?
I use the pepper shaker.
Not you, anymore.
Yeah, go to salt. It's healthier for you.
I don't even taste
good
my
for your
food.
Heart.
Yeah, salt's great for you.
Yeah.
You season before you taste?
Yes. And I have been yelled at
good.
About it.
And rightly so.
Chef came out of the back.
Yeah.
You that, salted that before you tasted it?
Oh, I love salt.
You got to taste before you season.
No. Nope.
I want to chew my salt.
You don't know what you're doing to the meal.
Sometimes I order things just so that I can put salt on them.
Thank
I
you.
I love salt.
Yes.
It's my sodium's my favorite food group.
Let's see. I'll have the side salad. And then if you could just bring out a salt lick.
Yeah.
just a big block of like salt.
I eat so I can enjoy my salt.
You say that like it's a joke,
right? Exactly.
But I'm very serious about this.
All right. Thanks for listening to our show. Thanks for all the support this week with Monroe. It's been awesome to get the text messages. Monroe, one weekend.
I know. That was my final thought for the day.
Oh, was it?
Thank you. It's been a great first week. I've actually had fun, believe it or not.
Good.
Yeah.
I know. Jackson, I was a little hurt. After the show yesterday, I turned to Monroe and I was like, so what do you think? And she's like, you know what? I'm actually having fun in this room.
Rude.
It's
we're
stressful.
A good time.
This is stressful though. You know, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be on a morning show. What am I going to say?
Yeah.
Are people going to like me? It's really, really stressful.
Pressure's on.
Yeah.
Do what we do and just forget people listen.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah, or
and then
just realize. Come to reality.
Dance like nobody's watching. Do radio like nobody's listening, because they probably aren't.
Listen, people are playing Christmas music right now. Yeah. Jackson, any final thoughts from you?
You know what? We actually have written some really cool articles. We have all sorts of fun stuff up on the website, so I'm going to challenge you to go over to mix1051utah.com. Check out the Avengers 4 trailer. Check out Jason Momoa. Check out the stories from Choose the News that you didn't get to hear.
Yeah.
Check out the video of Mr. Murder Britches, the little bobcat that had to get out of a cage.
There's a lot happening there.
There's a ton happening. Our website actually has a lot of really interesting articles on it.
All right, that website is mix1051utah.com. Hey, podcast friends, here we go. Let's get to the part that's just for you, where we share with you the stories that did not make it on air. I'm talking, of course, about Choose the News. Monroe won again.
Yeah, beginner's luck.
Jackson, don't worry, that'll die down.
We're coming back strong next week.
Exactly. Do you have yours up?
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
I have the most popular dog names of 2018. You not have yours?
No, I don't.
Okay, cool. The website Rover.com just put out its annual list of most popular dog names. And it's really kind of actually funny because Rover is not one of them.
Oh, I was just thinking.
Yeah, you'd think.
It's gotta be Rover.
Yeah, it has to be number one every year, but it's not.
Huh.
For boy dogs, the number one dog name was Max.
I hear that a lot, like Maximus, and they call him Max.
Mm-hmm. Followed closely by Charlie, Cooper, Buddy, Jack, and Rocky.
I like all those names together. Like, you just want create this, a really crazy...
You want a super dog named Max, Charlie, Cooper, Buddy, Jack, Rocky?
Yes.
I kind of like that. Yeah.
It's too many names.
It's kind of funny, though.
Yeah.
You'll confuse the dog.
I like the movie Rock of Ages, where they have the monkey called Hey Man. I've always wanted to have an animal called Hey Man.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man.
I have a friend who has a cat named Cat.
Yeah, we had Meow.
I love those sort of things.
Yeah.
Though it's short for Cat Benatar.
Oh, that's good.
Isn't that a good name?
Yes.
I owned a pig and we named him Bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crisp P. Bacon.
Yeah. And I don't want to talk about what happened to him.
Oh.
True story.
The top names for female dogs this year, number one is Bella, which is basic.
Way basic.
It's too basic.
Yeah,
I don't like,
I agree.
Max is also basic, to be fair. But Bella, I'm just like, everyone has a dog named Bella.
Yep.
The rest of the top 10, Lucy, also basic. Luna, Daisy, Lola, Sadie, and Molly.
Hmm.
Some interesting things that came up. Rover also noticed that there is an increase in retro names. So names like Minnie, Pearl, and Willie. Are all coming up?
Oh, I like Minnie.
I really like Minnie. Pearl.
I love Pearl too.
Yeah, I like Pearl.
I like old lady names for dogs. I want to name one like Esther.
Ruth.
Yeah. Get over here, Esther. Sharon. Stop licking your sister.
Dorothy.
Exactly. Also pop culture names like Cardi, Drax, Loki, and Bane.
Hmm.
Also popular this year.
Bane.
I don't like pop culture names because they always go out.
Yep, and then you're stuck.
You have this dog for like 10 years.
Yeah.
I know a friend with a dog named Bella and a dog named Edward.
No.
Ask her how she feels about Twilight these days.
There's a whole generation like that.
No one likes her dogs either, right off the bat.
Well, they're terrible dogs in the first place.
Of course they are.
All right, Grubhub released their list of the top 10 foods of 2018.
Yeah.
So this is like what was ordered the most. The trendiest food in America is the bean burrito.
Ooh, beat out tacos, huh?
Wait, what?
We ordered 276% more bean burritos this year than we did last year.
Is that just any burrito with beans or is it a bean-only burrito?
My guess is, did Taco Bell just start with Grubhub? I wonder if it's something like that.
Oh, maybe. Mm. I was thinking more like, because, listen, I don't want to talk about how much, but I've ordered a lot of Cafe Rio on Grubhub.
Right.
And I always get my burrito with beans, but it's not a bean burrito.
I don't know if that, probably.
It's a chicken burrito.
I think it's a bean burrito. That's what I always go for because it's cheap and it fills you up.
Yeah.
Go for a bean burrito.
Number two, which you're seeing everywhere these days, the poke bowls.
Yeah.
Like everywhere I go, you see those. I had one the other. They're really good, though.
They are good, but I don't feel like Utah has the good.
We don't have enough fresh
I haven't found
seafood.
A good poke restaurant yet in it's Utah. So if you've got suggestions, let me know.
They're all decent. Chicken sliders, baby back pork ribs, chicken burritos. So there you go.
Chicken
there is a
burrito!
Difference. Chicken sandwiches, cauliflower rice bowls.
Oh. Ugh. Poor John.
In case you missed it. John's been on a beauty queen diet, and he's just drinking juiced cauliflower at this point.
Actually, the sounds, though, that come from his throat while he drinks it is pretty hilarious.
It was like protein powder, some fiber, and then it was cauliflower and like cashew milk.
And can I just tell you, it was so thick he couldn't get it out of his shaker bottle.
Chewing it.
Eat some cauliflower, man.
It was the worst thing I've...
I don't know what you were doing to yourself.
I don't know, but it was absolutely terrible. Top breakfast item was a peanut butter acai bowl.
Acai.
Acai. The top late night item, spicy miso ramen.
Mm. Oh, yes. Mm. I'm all about that life. Trader Joe's has these ramen cup noodles, but they're fancy, and they have like oil, and they have a miso one that is... just, I want to be buried in it, find that, honestly.
Then. That's good. Hey, speaking of food, I wanted to hit this and then we got to go. According to a new report, the prices of fast food hamburgers has skyrocketed. They've gone up 54%. An average burger now costs $6.95.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to get a good one.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I'm kind of over. I have them every now and then, like the cheap little burgers, but... when I crave the good ones.
And they say that you can still get a cheap option at big chains, but even places like McDonald's have burgers that cost well over $5.
McDonald's has a lot. I was about to say, even a McDouble now is like $1.50, where it used to be just $1.
So why do you think these burgers are costing more?
Inflation. Everything's more expensive these days.
Because fast food companies realize we would pay more and not complain about it. Here's why. Five Guys came about.
Yes.
And Five Guys had an expensive burger. And so we all went... well, I guess this is what a good burger must cost. So everyone just raised their prices, and we're dummies. We're like, well, it must be a better burger, when really it's costing them the same amount of money.
Man, I fall for it every time.
I know.
I just figured the cows were demanding higher wages.